This is episode 111 of the Rise Up Podcast. We're a morning radio show hosted by Steve and Tim on Family Life, a network of stations across New York and Pennsylvania. This podcast is a weekly conversation designed to help you think and laugh and keep your eyes on Jesus. If you haven't already, subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode. And find out more about our show at familylife.org.
Today is going to be great. We just know it. This is Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Has it ever happened to you, someone you meet, and when you meet them, you just knew there was something different? No, we're not talking like romantically or anything. Somebody who you met and there was just this connection right off the bat, like it just went deep. I'm not going to assume, Steve, that everybody has had this.
Okay.
I know you and I have, though, mm-hmm. where somebody you meet them, never met them before, but there's just something about that meeting where you're like, we're going to be good friends, aren't we? This is a deep thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And the thing that intrigues me about that thought and that idea, and it has happened, and certainly I'm going to talk about the couple that come to mind. But what intrigues me about it, you don't know anything about them yet, really. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the more you do get to know them because you seem to enjoy each other's company, you find out you have so much in common. Hmm. But you didn't know that into it.
Yeah.
All you knew right away was there was this, I don't even know what you call it, just a
connection or something you share, but you don't quite know what it is.
Yeah. And for me, it's an intriguing thing because it was a couple. It has even more meaning even today because recently the husband of this couple went to be with Jesus. But it was almost 13 years prior to that when we first met them. Hmm. Met them at a Bible study. So I guess in a way we knew we had something in common. We had Jesus in common.
Yeah.
But we met them that night and became like instant friends. Almost became like family. Hmm. Spent holidays with them many times.
Oh my.
Over their house. But that instant connect, we knew right away. Found out later that he was a sports fan, actually even a coach, and I love sports, and just our kids. We didn't know anything about our kids at that point. Our kids were of similar ages, similar interests. There was just all these things that came together, but we didn't know that when we first met. It was just that, like you said, connection that we just started in conversation. And I don't know what God does there with that instant connection, just boom, right away. And then they become lifelong friends.
I am thinking of one of these. I almost feel like calling them a soul friend, like, you know, soulmate being that idea,
sure,
whether you buy it or not, that mm-hmm. there's one person out there for you and like you meet and you just have this connection. Well, with a friend, you can kind of have that where you just meet and you're not really sure what it is. There's just something there and you know you're going to be good friends. I was at a friend's wedding. So again, Steve, I guess there is like that commonality where I knew that we knew one person in common.
Sure.
Didn't know anything else about each other, though. Andrew is his name. He and his wife, Ivy, I met them, and they live multiple states away from me. So it's like, okay, am I ever going to see these people again? I'm thinking in my head when I meet them, no, probably not. But boy, Andrew and I and Ivy and I, we get talking, and we're getting fired up. You know, we're talking about ministry. We're talking about serving God. We're talking about all this stuff. We're making each other laugh. And it's one of those conversations where almost by the end of it, you're almost thinking like, are we going to pray here? is this going to become a prayer meeting or something? I barely know you, but there's something important here. Andrew, so this is the funny thing. Andrew and Ivy were people that my wife and I ended up keeping in touch with through the early days of the pandemic. So my wife wasn't at the wedding. She didn't travel with me, but she met Andrew and Ivy over Zoom of all things, mm-hmm. because it was those days where we were all stuffed in our homes and looking for connection. And here we're having this good, long, encouraging Zoom chat and prayer with these folks my wife never met in person. I met him once, and here we are. We're just deeply encouraging each other. Andrew decided to send my wife and I a book. The book's called Outlive Your Life by Max Licato.
Mm.
This book became the subject of a Bible study at our church. The book ended up inspiring the Bible study to get together and support a young girl in a third world country to get biblical education and to get her off of the streets. This book had that effect. That support still continues in that young girl's life today. All of these trailing down effects all happened because of a chance meeting with somebody at a wedding. And I just love that. You got to give God the credit for that kind of thing. You're like, who else could make something like this happen? You just meet somebody and then it has an impact, a literally eternal impact. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're thankful for those things. It's funny you mentioned wedding, because many people, when they're in this discussion of, I met, and in my case, I said it was a couple. Some people, when they talk about their husband or wife, they say that it's like, I walked in a room, saw her or saw him from across the room. It's like, I'm going to marry that person. Now, that's not my story. I don't have that story. So many people do, though.
I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, where they go, I just know, or they go tell somebody, I'm going to marry that person right there, and that kind of thing. So, yeah, doesn't happen all the time, but you're, like you said, you're just thankful for that meeting, and you don't know what God does, but when you're looking for things to thank God for, it's those instant connections. There was another one-on-one thing where I also knew the outcome, or at least I thought I knew the outcome, and it ended up to be true. This is when I was first learning to drive, and I'd only been a year or two into having a driver's license, and apparently I was going a little too fast on the road, and a car with a flashing light behind me pulled over to the side. And when that guy came up to the side, by the time of the end of that conversation, actually even before that, I just knew, I don't think I was going to be his friend. We didn't seem eye to eye. And you know what? To this day, I've never seen him again.
Yeah.
So there was that also, that sometimes you just know when they're not going to be.
Starts off on the wrong foot, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know what? I think of God, who, you know, we talk about meeting somebody. Sorry, I went there that day, but I couldn't resist. Before we even existed, God knew us.
Yes.
And he loved us.
Yes.
Before we even existed, but he knew.
Yeah.
We didn't, but he did. So, yeah, you're talking about things to be thankful for? Yeah, those relationships that we have on this earth. But aren't you thankful that God knew you and loved you before you even existed?
God is like the sun, always there and always shining, even when you can't see him. This is Rise Up on Family Life.
Horrifying levels of bacterial contamination.
Okay. Well,
gets my attention. I can hear my wife's voice. How could you? Or even how can you? I can hear that voice right now. And oh boy, how high are the levels of bacterial contamination? Well, higher than a toilet seat, higher than your pet bowl.
Okay. Well,
higher than that notoriously dirty kitchen sink.
Well, what is this? What do I need
to
say?
My wife's saying, How could you? It's that reusable water bottle that you use every single day and fill up with water.
Oh my.
I have mine's right over there.
Oh my.
Yours is right there.
Oh,
now
dear.
Let me ask you this question, Tim, and I know my wife asks me about it all the time, and I'm like, no, I didn't wash it. I didn't clean it. Do you wash yours every day?
I rinse it with water, and then I drink it.
That's basically what I do. That's what I do. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That thing that we use every day that I've carried in every day to work.
Horrifying.
You carry in every day to work. If
Horrifying.
We don't wash that thing, it's worse than all those things that I mentioned.
Huh. I guess my immune system is better than I realized.
I guess. There it is. My wife is right. Again.
Now, that is Again. Not surprising.
No, not at all.
As refreshing as that first sip of coffee in the morning. This is Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
It's funny that you mentioned water bottle, Steve. About 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this morning, bottle. That's what I woke up to, like on the little kiddo monitor. Toddler's thirsty in the middle of the night. Now, her water bottle, I will say, her bottles, those get cleaned. Okay?
Oh, yeah. That's
Unlike
true.
Ours,
That's true.
With all
That's
the bacteria, true. The kid's bottle gets cleaned. So, but you go in there, you know, you get up middle of the night, go and check on the kiddo, see her bottle's low, fill it up for her, get her something to drink. Any time of day, if I hear that little voice calling to me because she's thirsty, I'm going to respond. I'm a father. It's my heart. I'm not going to say, she's thirsty. She can handle it. I'm going to respond to her voice when she's calling out, especially in the dark of the night. Now, are you hearing about your own prayer heart in this? We're calling out to God in the middle of a dark night. We're thirsty. We need to be filled. We just need to know he's there. He's going to respond. Now, here's the thing. My daughter, she might want chocolate milk in the middle of the night. She might want juice in the middle. I'm not going to give her exactly what she wants, maybe, but I am going to give her what she needs when she calls out. In every dark night, God hears your thirsty soul.
Anyone else wish morning started just a little later? Yeah, we get that. It's Rise Up on Family Life.
All right, on this National Cereal Day, we're talking about the serious topic of blending two cereals in great combinations. Did get a text. You can also text us. They didn't identify themselves, but they said, you already have two flakes together, Steve and Tim. Who's this?
I'm Bonnie in Athens, PA.
Bonnie, this is a very serious topic on the cereal mixing. Do you have a favorite? Do you mix your cereals at times?
Actually, I was calling for my mom, who's like, she'll be 93 in July, and her combination is Mini Wheat, the Frosted Mini Wheat, with Raisin Bran.
Well, Frosted Mini Wheats with Raisin Bran.
That's an interesting texture combination.
You get it sweet, and she lets it soak in and get real soft and mix it up and puts a little fruit on top.
Well, like she's been around. She knows there's an art to it.
Yes.
Yeah. There is an art.
Mark from Chenango Forks, New York. Well, I like the Chex cereals for once. Now they have like cinnamon and honey nut, and you get the sweet and the textures there. Pretty close.
So you're saying you mix different kinds of Chexes together?
Different kinds of Chex, yeah.
Whoa!
So Chex on Chex.
It's wilder than you think.
It's crazy out there.
Stacy from Bloomfield.
You sound like a serious cereal mixer.
Yes.
You have me pegged wrong because it is making my skin crawl. These textures, you're killing me.
You're like killing me. Kevin Williams, our meteorologist, is like you. He says, don't even talk about it. He hates it.
You know, I feel like I'm in a good spot if I'm with Kevin Williams.
Yeah, true.
Well,
true. You're
could
in good
be
company.
In way sketchier places, but I mean, if you're doing like checks and checks, all right. But things like when you have to get them soggy and mix them, it's just like, you know, why are you ruining things?
You bring up a great point on another topic. Let's say you were stuck on a deserted island. Would you rather be stuck with Kevin Williams or Stephen Tim?
How did we get to a deserted island? Is Captain Crunch in charge of this boat?
And you would, like, torture me with a Raisin Bran. I would actually spell out with the raisins, S-O-S. Purpose for that.
Yeah. Stomp on Steve.
Are you at a certain age where you need, like, Raisin Bran and, like, the older cereals, Steve?
The older cereals. We have no comment. No comment on the cereals of a certain age.
Oh, man. You had me pegged.
See, you didn't have me pegged, but I had you pegged.
No. But we're in good company. We know that much.
That's right.
Yep, that's right. You guys have a great day.
You too, Stacy.
Have fun with Kevin Williams.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
We weren't sure how you liked your coffee, so we didn't make any. Hope that's okay. It's Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
This is not meant to offend anybody, so take it just for what it's worth, what I'll share here. It was a little phrase that popped in my head the other day, and it was helpful for me. Maybe it'll be helpful for you. If church isn't weird, is it working? If church isn't weird, is it working? Now, I'm thinking about this idea of like the word peculiar. There's some older translations in the Bible talk about us being a peculiar people. Well, it really means like set apart, different, really, you could say. If I'm not looking little to the world in some regards weird for being part of the church, it doesn't really have the ability to work in my life. Like, who would choose to get up early on a day off? Like, you got a Sunday off and you're getting up early? That's weird. Why in this day and age, church people, would you share bread with a whole room of other people? You know, communion, you know, that could look weird. But if we're not different from our own desires, if we're not different from what we do on our own, if we're not different from the world around us, then how much can my faith really change me if it's not just a little weird?
Thank you for that. That's good.
Yeah.
Weird is normal.
Yes!
May the blessings of the Lord be with you in all that you do today. This is Rise Up on Family Life.